REO Speedwagon, Mix 106.5, Alabama's best mix. It is the Mix Morning Show. It's Michael. Good morning to you. Wednesday, February the 16th. Good morning. It is unbeknownst to me until I walked in the studio this morning. Friday is National Drink Wine Day. And walk in and I have this incredible spread of two reds, two whites, a charcuterie board, and Alex Claire, Katie, and Jeremy in here telling me, we're going to do a wine tasting today.
Yes. Woo-hoo.
Who knew?
Alex Claire and Katie telling you that you were going to.
Yes, this is
Jeremy,
very true.
Surprise.
Jeremy didn't know either.
Very
surprise,
true.
Surprise, Jeremy.
So Friday, February the 18th, ironically, is my dad's birthday as well. So happy early birthday to my dad. National Drink Wine Day. Harvey's on Noble has been, in Sylacauga, has been so gracious to provide us with four wines, two reds, two whites. And each hour this morning, we're going to do a little sip and say, hey, this is what we think about that. Is that what's going on here?
That's right.
That's what I was told. Perfect. I'm just reiterating that. So the first one that's going to come up here in a few minutes is Edesso. We'll talk about that here coming up in a few minutes after Lyle Ritchie, but first Club Nuvo on the new Mix 106.5, Alabama's Best Mix. Lionel Richie, Mix 106.5, Alabama's Best Mix. It is the Mix Morning Show. Happy Wednesday to you. Hope you're having a good day so far. All right, got a little wine music going here. Didn't know that this was a thing.
Is it a genre?
Apparently. okay, so.
A genre.
Katie and Alex Claire, tell me what we're doing here today, because this was your idea to do this.
What's going on? We wanted to make it a little fun. So we thought of Harvey's. Mm-hmm. And Alex Claire and I went to talk to Sky. Mm-hmm. And she brought us four different wines. Like you said, two reds and two whites. And she actually gave us some information on it, which I think you're going to read about your wine, this wine.
The first one.
Yeah, Katie. I am. Katie. Yeah. So
how many morning shows have you done? Just talking to the microphone.
Okay, so the first one is it's Edesso. It's from Veneto, Italy. It's pleasantly sweet, but not a dessert wine. This wine has pleasant aromas of red berries and flavors of black raspberries, cherries, and spice. This wine has a pleasant aroma of red berries, which I think I just said. The option here is to pair it with one of Harvey's salads. Steakhouse salad, salmon and brie salad, or harvest chicken salad. So here we go. I think this is the taste test here.
Okay. Oh, that's actually pretty good.
Oh,
that's
it.
Good. That's really sweet.
And I normally,
it is sweet.
Well, I don't very know if I have to follow this with cheese.
I love a sweet red.
Yeah, that's very, a very sweet. It's
what
not.
What do you think, Jeremy?
Okay, so for people to know, I've never drank wine before, ever. So this is all new to me. I don't know what's good and what's not, Sky. I hope you're not watching.
I think it's
okay.
Is that good?
Do you like it? Actually very good. Very good.
I'm just not a big...
I'm more of a white wine drinker, but this I would drink.
This is good. Yeah, this is very pleasant. It's very smooth.
Am I holding the glass? What's the fancy stuff?
What do you like?
Is it like a pinky up thing, camera?
You can.
Or is it like
You can hold it however you'd like.
Okay, so... That's great. I love it. That's fantastic. I just have to give a shout out here to the charcuterie board that you put together. I know, you know, it was on the table here earlier, but the various pieces here, the crackers, the cheese, the grapes, the pepperoni, the meat, the brie. I mean, it looks amazing. So thank you so much for this. Okay. So the Edesso, I give it like two thumbs up.
I do too. Mm-hmm. I love it.
I think it's fantastic.
Can we rank it out of like five?
Well, no. That's not a broad enough scale. I think a 10.
A 10? Okay.
Would you give it a 10?
I don't know. I don't have
Okay, would you drink it again?
Would I drink it again?
Yeah.
I've already drank it three times.
Okay, so I think it's good.
I'm going to have to call the safe buses to come pick it up.
So you can get it at Harvey's on Noble, and of course Friday being that it is National Wine Day, National mm-hmm. Wine Drinking Day. getting the nomenclature correctly. That's where you can get it, and you can pair it again with steakhouse salad, salmon and brie salad, or the harvest chicken salad. That
Their
is the Edesso.
Steakhouse salad is delicious.
So good.
Yeah, very
so
good. good. I mean, is there anything bad at Harvey's? I mean, no.
Absolutely
there's
not.
Nothing bad at Harvey's. Mm-mm. All right, so there you have it, the Odesso red wine. Coming up in just a little bit, we will go around the room. I think a white is on deck next with Alex Clare.
Yes.
Okay, fantastic. And more of your favorites along the way this hour. Roxette, Train, 10cc, and we're kicking it off next with ABBA here on Mix 106.5. Starship, Mix 106.5, Alabama's best mix. It is Wednesday, February the 15th. Excuse me, February the 16th. What is today? February the 16th.
It's Wednesday. Man, people know what
today is. Wednesday.
Today is Wednesday, February the 16th.
Too much wine already, Michael?
No, not at all. This is a preview of what's to come on Friday, which is National Drink Wine Day. Who? Go figure. There's a day for that. So National Drink Wine Day, and we've partnered up with Harvey's on Noble and Sylacauga to kind of give you an idea of what wine they have, reds and whites. And next on deck, we have what, Alex Clare?
We have a Mouvoir Sauvignon Blanc.
Okay, well, we're going to be experiencing that, taste testing that here in a few minutes.
I think they just make these names up. A Mouvoir Sauvignon Blanc.
Mouah.
That's like sound you make when you kiss somebody.
You know, Moen is Moan.
That's how I would pronounce it. We have a Mouah.
Richard Marx. That's after Richard Marx, but first Billy Joel here on Mix 106.5. Richard Marx, Mix 106.5, Alabama's best mix. It's the Mix Morning Show. Hope you're having a great Wednesday so far. All right, we are giving a little preview to what's to come on Friday, National Drink Wine Day. I finally got it right, right?
Yay!
Okay, there we go. Alex, Claire, and Katie, they've taken this upon themselves. They just told Jeremy and me, hey, we're taste testing wine today. Walk into the studio, and this is what we've got. So,
are you complaining? Absolutely not, Claire.
Not complaining.
This is great.
Okay.
We should do this every day.
We are.
I feel like Kathy Lee and Hoda, right?
Right.
All right.
That's
so,
exactly what we want.
Wait, are you Kathy Lee or Hoda?
I don't care. You designate me whichever one. I'm good. All right. So, Alex, Claire, you've got a new one on deck. Earlier we did the Odesso. It was a red wine. You can find it at Harvey's. All these you can find at Harvey's.
Right.
And, Alex, Claire, you have a white wine now, and you're going to tell us a little bit about it.
I have a white wine from Marlborough, South Island, New Zealand, with intense tropical of ripe mango, passion fruit, and pineapple combined with tomato leaf and a mouth-watering supple palette of sweet lime, juicy guava, and melon.
Yum.
Wow. Melon. Okay.
You can smell that.
Are we gonna?
You really can.
So do we smell?
Okay. Oh. Yeah.
Smell. Jeremy, smell it.
I already did.
Did you smell it?
Thoughts?
It smells like alcohol.
It does smell fruity.
Well, not alcohol.
Fruity.
It smells like an alcoholic beverage.
Yeah. So this can be paired with this week's special of shrimp scampi or the regular menu item of honey baked goat cheese, okay. Which
Yum.
Sounds so
which
good.
Which I think
that
we have.
Good. We do have.
We
goat
do have
cheese.
Yes. Cheese
here. Truffle goat cheese.
Okay.
Are we ready?
We taste a taste a sip. Taste. Okay.
Pretty good.
Yeah. Just you can definitely taste like the...
I taste the pineapple.
The pineapple.
Yeah.
Kind of a... the mango,
I feel like it's a... like not a citrusy, but it's kind of tart a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I sound so distinguished, like I know what
you
I'm
do.
Actually talking
you
about.
Do.
I'm just repeating what
we
she just said on the paper. Yeah.
Lime?
That's fantastic.
Didn't have lime.
Yeah, it has a sweet lime. Yeah.
And we have the goat cheese here.
Yeah, should we taste it?
The goat cheese. This is a truffle goat cheese.
I already ate all my cheese.
Would you like some more cheese?
That's so good.
I'm on the pepperonis now.
Oh, let me tell you, anything truffle?
The truffle shuffle.
I'm all over it.
Oh.
The truffle.
Yeah. The goonies.
Yeah, so good. Yeah, very good. And so what was that one again? One more time?
The Mouvoir Sauvignon Blanc.
Okay, so you can find it at Harvey's on Noble. And if you're looking for something to do this week, of course, at any time at Harvey's on Noble, but on Friday, National Drink Wine Day, you can check it out. And tell them that we sent you here at Mix 106.5. Hey, thanks so much for letting us be a part of your day, and hope we're entertaining you this morning with some great opportunities to enjoy what you have in your own backyard here as this week goes on. Uncle Cracker, America, Rod Stewart, Dionne Warwick, and Andy Gibb kicking it off next here on Mix 106.5. Jack Wagner, Mix 106.5, Alabama's best mix. It is Wednesday, February the 16th. Good morning to you. It's the Mix Morning Show. Michael, Katie, Jeremy, and Alex Clare in studio for a preview of what's to come for National Drink Wine Day. We've partnered
Good
up
job.
With Harvey's.
Good
Thank
job.
You. I got it right that time. Harvey's on Noble in Sylacauga about the wine selection that they have at Harvey's on Noble. And this morning, we've been experiencing a little bit of a taste test in studio this morning for, we had an Adesso that we tried a very sweet red wine
Which
earlier.
Very good.
Alex Clare, you had the Sauvignon Blanc. And it was a white wine, and it was very melony and pineapple-y, citrusy.
Yeah, I spilled it all over the table on the carpet.
Jeremy didn't know what he was doing over here. And so... Katie, you now have what?
I have a Cabernet. It's a Triana Cabernet.
Okay, and so we're going to listen, we're going to hear about that here coming up in a few minutes.
Yes.
We'll take a taste test and tell you all about it in just a few minutes after Lionel Richie, but first, Billy Ocean on Mix.
She's simply awesome.
Mix 106.5, Alabama's best mix. Lionel Richie, good morning to you. Hope you're having a great Wednesday so far. We are having a good time as we are experiencing a preview of National Drink Wine Day.
Yes.
What, I'm going to get it right at some point. I don't know why I keep like second-guessing myself.
It can be
it.
A tongue twister.
All right, so Katie, you now have a wine in front of you that you're going to tell us about. We're going to take a little sip.
Yep, it's a Triana Cabernet, California Bold Muddled Blackberry, Ripe Black Currants, Blueberry Syrup, hush your mouth, crushed violets, roasted coffee, sweet vanilla, caramel, and clove aromas. So
okay.
This is paired with one of Harvey's steaks, the hand-cut ribeye, bone-in ribeye, or the filet mignon.
Ooh.
Okay, from California.
Yum.
I can smell the coffee.
Okay, so we take a little sniff.
Ooh.
Oh, wow. I definitely smell the, like a smoky type of taste or smell.
Oh, this is
Jeremy, definitely.
We're smelling. Wine. Definitely.
So, hold on. Michael's drinking.
I'm
drinking
what he just did.
Whoa.
What do you smell?
Wow, very bold.
I can see how this would be very good with a steak.
Very bold.
Yes.
Ooh. Yeah.
It's an acquired taste, red wine, yes?
It is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, the one that we tasted first, I would drink that.
Yeah, that one's really sweet.
It's very sweet. So if you like a sweet...
I like that one.
Not a hard...
You
not
like
not, not a hard taste. The Adesso is probably the better bet.
It's probably because I like...
It's very good.
It's probably because I like $50 steaks, too. So it all goes hand in hand.
Very true.
I love a good steak. And if you're not paying good money for a good steak, it's not a good steak.
That's right.
All right, so Katie, that's great. And it was, once again, what was the name of it?
It is a Triana Cabernet.
And you can get it at Harvey's on Noble in Sylacauga.
That would go well with that steak that we got at Dolphins that time that cost everybody $150.
That's
on
true.
I love
Dolphins. Yes.
When did y'all go
there? To Dolphins for New Year's a few years ago.
Oh,
really?
I think I did drink wine that day on New Year's Eve.
Uh-oh.
A ribeye. Was it a ribeye?
It was a filet.
It was a filet. Sorry, whatever. The steak was $150.
The whole experience was $150. It was a special New Year's Eve event.
I was just going for the food. We didn't even hit the strip.
And the view.
Yeah, of course. Watching the fireworks from 35 stories.
What we can't tell you is we couldn't go outside because it was -2 wind chill.
What?
And it was 7 degrees outside on New Year's Eve that year.
The fireworks, as soon as they shot them off, they were exploding over here. Yeah,
and so if you went and stood on the strip or whatever in Mobile, like it was like Marilyn Monroe. Your jacket would fly off. One of Michael's friends lost her engagement ring.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Fell off her finger.
It was Chad, her husband.
Because your hands.
It's crazy. Anyway, long story short, it was a fun time.
Chad.
And this wine, of course, is, I'm sure, a good time as well. The Cabernet at Harvey's on Noble. Tell them that we sent you here from the Mix Morning Show. Katie, Jeremy, Alex Clare, and yours truly. Mix 106.5, Alabama's best mix. Bill Withers kicking it off next.
We'll be right back.
Denise Williams, Mix 106.5, Alabama's best mix. I think the line might be getting to us a little bit early here on
to
this.
To
Jeremy. That's really good.
Literally combined maybe four sips of this all.
Yeah, this is very true. It's Mix Morning Show, 9 o'clock here on this Wednesday morning. Good morning to you. Hope you're having a great day so far. We are, Harvey's on Noble has been so gracious to us, especially to just give us this wine to have this morning to preview what's to come for National Drink Wine Day, which is on Friday. And Alex, Claire, and Katie, as I mentioned this earlier in the show, that you guys just came in and said, hey, this is what we're doing today. Didn't have any idea that this was going to be happening, and so here we are now. We have taste tested two reds, one white. Right. We've got one more white to go. Jeremy has this coming up. Jeremy, what is this this wine that we're going to take a sip of?
Man, y'all set me up. They got the hardest name of all these. It's a Centauri Moscato de Pavia. It's a sweet white, slightly fizzy wine made in the style of the famous Moscato d'Asti.
I cannot wait to learn more about this. This
and
is
I'm impressed.
Yeah,
I'm
I am too. I can you do this in an Italian accent when we come back?
Oh, sure.
Okay, fantastic. I can't wait for this. We'll talk about it here coming up after the Beach Boys with First Grover Washington Jr. Mix 106.5, Alabama's best mix.
I see the crystal raindrops fall and the beauty of it all is when the sun comes shining through.
Beach Boys, Mix 106.5, Alabama's best mix. It is the Mix Morning Show. Hope you're having a great day so far. We've been having a good day. We've got a nonstop Mix Music Marathon coming up here in just a few minutes.
Good job, Jeremy.
Try again.
Jeremy is trying to catch
LeBron.
Sorry. She's trying to catch fruit in his mouth here. Okay.
Yep, it's time to tell us about it.
Jeremy, we now have, this is the conclusion of our Harvey's on Noble taste test. We've got these four bottles of wine here that we've been going after. And you have, I think, one of the ones that you want to take us into Italy with.
Yes.
Say what? What is this? What do we have?
We're ready. Ready.
Oh, wait, you want the whole name again?
Yes.
Yep.
Whole name.
Let me channel my inner Poppy from Seinfeld.
Poppy.
Poppy has loads of money. Oh, here we go. It's a Centauri Moscato di Pavia and a sweet, white, slightly fizzy wine. Made in the style of the famous Moscato d'Asti wines of Piedmont. Not Piedmont, Alabama, folks. Piedmont somewhere in Europe. This area has become a popular source for highly quality Moscato Bianco grapes, the same variety used to make, I'm losing my accent here, to make Moscato d'Asti at a lower cost, which translates to a competitively priced wine. Oh. You know what a competitively priced wine is?
What?
Under $20. That's how you sell wine. Oh. I follow the Gary Vee guy. He started the online wine market.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, yeah.
You cannot sell wine, very expensive wine, unless like Brad Pitt's drinking. It's going to be tough to get moving off the shelf. So this style has low alcohol, good for Alice Coyer. Sweet frizzante wine is always a crowd pleaser before a meal with spicy food or especially with dessert. You need to pair this with this week's appetizer special, the crispy glazed pork belly and roasted Brussels sprouts. Of course, that's at Harvey's on Noble.
I wish I had that right now.
This sounds amazing. Is it just mine, or is it others?
It's fizzy.
It's a little fizzy.
Let's all try the wine. Call the family.
It's a little fizzy. Okay. So,
it's me, Mario.
We'll take a little sip.
We're going to do this and watch The Sopranos.
Oh, very good.
I love a good Moscato.
Yes. Wow, that is really good. That is sweet. It's almost just like grapefruit juice or something like that, right? I mean, it's like it's a sweet, very sweet.
It goes down very easily.
Wow. Jeremy, thank you.
Jeremy, what are your thoughts?
I feel like I should...
You know what?
I feel like I'm in Italy now.
I go to Harvey's Friday, so we don't have a game Friday night.
Oh, there you go.
That might be the thing to
go see Jeremy.
We should all go. We should all go.
We do have a Siliconca baseball doubleheader Saturday.
Yeah.
Shameless plug.
Well, Jeremy, thank you for that.
Yes.
Really appreciate it.
Here we go.
So that kind of concludes our...
I think Jeremy likes this one.
Yeah. It's my favorite. Thanks, Scott. Can we not say enough about Harvey's on Noble?
Oh, I know.
They're amazing.
And I'm telling you... This is fantastic. I mean, Harvey's has done a fantastic job. And
next week, we want your beer selection.
You get
Wednesday.
I'm out.
Katie,
on
no.
I will supervise.
Okay. You'll supervise that one. Okay. Jeremy will be doing all of that. Hey, Mix 106.5, Alabama's best mix, with a special thank you to Harvey's on Noble for their wine selection for us to be able to preview today. And of course, National Drink Wine Day on Friday, February the 18th. Your favorites and a first nonstop mixed music marathon of the day coming up here in just a few minutes, kicking us off with the Bee Gees. Tears for Fears, Mix 106.5, Alabama's best mix. It has been fun hanging out this morning. Guys, hey, Harvey's on Noble, once again, got to thank them for this. It's been fantastic. Alex, Claire, you did a great job with the charcuterie board.
It was so fun.
Hey, this has been a lot of fun this morning.
Yeah, nice spread there on the charcuterie board. I enjoyed the little snacks while we ate.
Yeah, very good.
Drink.
Yeah, yeah, good.
We have another surprise.
Good early morning. Another surprise on Friday. Yeah, well, you got to tease us and tell us what it's going to be.
Should we tell them?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, the listeners need to know this.
So, you know how the big deal about all the different chicken sandwiches?
Okay.
What are we going to do, Alex Claire?
Let me guess. You're going to have a chicken sandwich taste test.
Yes!
Oh, wow.
We didn't see that coming.
Katie could work in TV and radio and really tease something
great
really
teaser,
well.
Katie.
Yeah, that's
you
great.
You literally gave away the whole, there's no reason for somebody to listen, though.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
Whatever.
Who all makes a chicken sandwich?
Everybody. Chick-fil-A, Burger King.
Jack's.
Who's Popeyes. Getting that chicken sandwich from Burger King?
You never
Actually,
know.
The original chicken sandwich from Burger King is very good.
That'd be like getting a cheeseburger from Chick-fil-A. You know why they don't make them? They specialize in chicken.
I know.
I guess that's why she wants us to taste test it and figure out which
Popeyes
one.
Popeyes chicken sandwich.
Love it's that good. Chicken from Popeyes.
Jeremy and I tried that one time.
Yeah, we have actually like already. Oh, so good. It's like you got the whole chicken,
Thank you.
Though.
Thank you.
Yeah. It's like the whole chicken.
It was good.
Yeah. So that's on Friday?
That's on Friday.
Do you like the mayonnaise?
I like the
spicy.
What was the genesis of all of this? Where did this come from to say, hey, let's do a wine taste and a chicken taste test all in the same week?
Something fun.
Right.
And kind of looked at the
y'all
calendar.
Y'all quizzed us about NFL football.
Yeah. Okay. And they don't want to hear it anymore.
Right.
So you're turning the tables.
We are.
Okay. I guess we're the victims of having to eat food and drink wine, Jeremy.
Yeah.
Mix 106.5, Alabama's best mix. Hey, thanks so much for letting us be a part of your day. Shaggy, now on Mix.
Girl, you're my angel. You're my dog.